2024 July Semi-Annual Training. Week 11. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. In the Father's house are many abodes. The Greek word for abodes in verse 2 is the plural form of the word translated abode in verse 23. What does abode mean? The many abodes are the many members of the body of Christ, which is God's temple. The Lord's body has many members, and each member is an abode. That the many abodes are the many members of the body is adequately proven by John 14:23, which says that the Lord with the Father will make an abode with the one who loves him. We all are the abodes of God's building. This building is the body of Christ, and all the abodes are the members of the body of Christ. Today's reading. The words I go in John 14:2 mean that the Lord was going through death and resurrection to bring man into God for the building of God's habitation. This is the building of the church mentioned in Matthew 16:18, where the Lord said, "I will build my church." Here, in John 14:2, the Lord said, "I go to prepare a place for you." The Lord has only one work. If we put these two portions of the word together, we will see that the preparing of a place is just the building of the church. In order for the Lord to build the church, he had to go to prepare a place. The consummate result of this will be the building of the New Jerusalem. The Lord is now building the church. This building of the church is equal to the building of the New Jerusalem. In all the universe, God has only one building, the building of his living habitation with his redeemed people. I go to prepare a place for you means that the Lord would prepare a place, accomplish redemption, open up the way, and make a standing for man to get into God. This is the central thought of John 14. If we are going to allow God to dwell in us, we must first get into him. If we do not get into him, he will not get into us. Once we dwell in God, then he will dwell in us. How can sinners get into God? All the separating elements, the obstacles of sin, sins, the world, the devil, death, the flesh, the self, and the old man, must be abolished. Then we will be brought near to God, and not only to God but into God. For this, some work, some preparation, was needed. The Lord had to do a work of preparation. He had to go not to the heavens but to the cross to remove all the obstacles. All the obstacles have been removed by the Lord's all-inclusive death. He dealt with sin, sins, the world, the ruler of this world, the flesh, the self, the old man, and even death. By death and resurrection the Lord paved the way and prepared the place that we might be brought into God. By his death and resurrection the Lord cut and prepared the way and paved the highway that can bring any person into God immediately. The Lord removed all the mountains, filled all the gaps, paved the highway, and paid all the tolls. There is no charge for us to pay. We may come directly into God. By his death and resurrection the Lord has not only opened the way into God but also prepared a standing for us before and in God. As long as we believe into the name of the Lord Jesus, we have a standing before God and in God. We all must shout, "Hallelujah! I have a standing before God. I even have a standing within God. Even God himself cannot reject me." Oh, because of the preparing work of Christ, the righteous God can never cast me out. I have such a firm standing in God. I can testify to you that I am so secure about the fact that I am in God. Without the crucified and resurrected Christ, we could never have this assurance. But since the Lord has gone through the cross and has been raised from the dead, we know that we have a position before God and a standing in God. This is the end of today's morning revival.